Yeah, I believe it. I know they've been tracking those storms, and like say, heard about it earlier, you know, last week, and I know there was a lot of activity in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa, a lot of tornadoes there and severe weather, but nothing like that here. I mean, this kind of popped up here a little bit ago, and you know, David and I were saying, here out of Sterling Heights, and we got a little wind, maybe 40, 45 mile hour wind, probably about a tenth of an inch of rain, but they got it a little bit more up in Shelby, and I know my son Dave was saying that his antenna got a little bit of damage on his house there. NAWCB back to KA1.
Yeah, I've been following the storms, and I watched them last night. Come across Wisconsin, and you know, up in the Upper Peninsula there, and a lot of damage reports I've seen. If you ever get the extra cash, and you're interested in weather, look up a radar called GR Level 3. And it's just GR, George Robert, and then Level 3. And it's a really awesome radar. You have to pay for it, though. It's about $85 to get into it, to download it. And it's worth every penny. It's a good radar, without a lot of the nonsense. So, definitely. Definitely, we got a little bit of rain today, and I guess a lot of pretty good amount of. Sorry, my brain's not working here. My brain's not braining. A little bit of hail and a lot of wind. So, just fortunate. Maybe hopefully the antenna damage isn't that bad. So hopefully we get up there and just check things out. But. Yeah, good stuff.